When rooks ripped home at eventide, and trees pegged their shadows to the ground, the tinkers came to Carhan Bridge and camped beside the famine mound. With their long-eared ass and bony horse, and with blue-wheeled cart and caravan, and she, the fairest of them all, the daughter of the Tinker clan. Oh, the sun flamed in her red, red hair. In her eyes, there were stars of mirth. Her body held the willow's grace, and her feet scarce touched the springing earth. The night spread its star-tasseled shawls. The river gossiped to its stones. She sat beside the camping fire and sang the songs the tinker owns, all the songs, as old as turning wheels, and sweet as bird throats after rain. Deep wisdom of the wild, wet earth, the pain of joy, the joy of pain. A farmer, going by the road to tend his cattle in the byre, he saw her like some fairy queen between the river and the fire. And her beauty stirred his brooding blood. Her magic mounted all in his head, and he stole her from the Tinker clan, and on the morrow they were wed. And when the sunlight swamped the hills, and birds' songs drowned the river's bells, the tinkers quenched their hazel fires, and climbed the pallid road to Kells. It was from her house she watched them fade and vanish in the yellow furs. A cold wind blew across the sun, and it silenced all the singing birds. She saw the months run on and on. She saw the river fret and foam. At break of day the rooster called. At dim of dusk the cows came home. The crickets strummed their heated harps in hidden halls all behind the hob, and they told of distant waterways where the black moorhens dive and bob and shoot the glassy bubbles up to smash their windows on the stones, and brown trout hide their spots of gold among the river's pebbled bones. And, too, the ebbing sea that flung a net of sound all about the stars set strange hills dancing in her dreams, and it meshed her to the wandering cars. She stole out from her sleeping man. She fled the fields that tied her down. Her face moved towards the rising sun. Her back was to the tired town, and she climbed the pallid road to Kells, against the hill and all against the wind. In Glenbee of the mountain streams, she came upon her tinker kind. They bedded her between the wheels, and there her son was born. She heard the tinker woman's praise before she died that morn. Now the years flew by like frightened birds that spill a feather and then are gone. The farmer walked his weedful fields. He made the tinkers travel on. No more they camped by Carhan Bridge or coaxed their fires to fragrant flame. They saw him with his dog and his gun. They spat and cursed his name. And when May hid the hawthorn trees with stars she stole from out the skies, there came a barefoot tinker lad with red, red hair and laughing eyes. He left the road. He crossed the fields. The farmer shot him in the side. The smile went from his twisting lips. He told his name and died. And that evening, when the neighbors came, they found the son there upon the floor. They saw the farmer swinging low between the window and the door. They placed the son upon a cart, and they cut the swaying farmer down. They swear a tinker woman came with them all the way to town. And the son flamed in her red, red hair, and in her eyes there danced stars of mirth. Her body held the willow's grace, and her feet scarce touched the springing earth. They buried them in Kilvernog, and eyes were moist, and lips were one. And when the mound was patted down, the tinker maid was gone.